G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Oh, mate, Liverpool.
Oh, yes.
What happened there? Man City were on fire, obviously.
Well, it was the Mane and Sané story, really. Sadio Mane got sent off for Liverpool in around the 34th, 36th minute, I think it was. So Liverpool were down a man for a long period of time, and Sané for Manchester City scored two exquisite goals.
And the send-off was fair enough, wasn't it? I don't think the referee had a choice.
The referee's name was John Moss, J-O-N-M-O-S-S.
Slats thought it was a fair enough challenge.
Which is my brother's name, so I text him, I said, thanks
Johnny.
For that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, mate, I just saw him, you know, it was...
Look, his studs were up.
His studs were up, but he was definitely trying to flip the ball over, right? I don't think he realised the...
There was no
goalie
malice.
Was that far out.
He wasn't deliberately kicking the bloke in the
head. He wasn't looking at the goalie's head. You know, he was looking.
There was
at
no
the
malice. The ref had no choice. His studs were up. His boot was raised. It came into contact with the goalkeeper's head.
That's the game.
That's the game, unfortunately. But, yeah, look, credit to Manchester City. They were so professional in their performance once they went down. And it's not easy to play against 10 men, especially for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But they broke Liverpool down. Well, the one thing a lot of people are saying, Klopp should just throw that one in the waste paper basket and get on with the next game. Forget about that performance. But the one thing I took out of it was how often Manchester City opened Liverpool up through the middle.
And they did, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's,
you know, there's three balls.
That's concerning because you've still got numbers behind the ball when you go down to 10 men.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be getting opened up like that.
No, and
Matty Ryan, mate. How good. See him with a big smile on his face after the game. He's had a win.
Yeah, they had a win 3-1 over West Brom Albion. And it wasn't just the win, it was his performance. He was outstanding. And maybe just getting away from that pressure cooker environment of the EPL, coming over, being part of the national team, even though it was a disappointing camp overall, it might have just freshened him up a bit mentally. And I know he spoke to a few of his close confidants while he was over here in Australia and probably just refocused himself a little bit, steadied himself, and it was a great performance for him.
Man U, mate. We expected them to win. Stoke played well. It was a 2-2. Mourinho in the presser was sort of saying, well, the trend these days is to be heavy defence, and it was what he highlighted in the game. But he did give credit to Stoke.
Yeah, that's right. And that's always been Mourinho's way. You know, be hard to beat. And really work hard defensively and then have the quality to win games. They got the draw away, which was a surprise result, of course. Lukaku on the score sheet, but I like the way Mourinho turned the post-match into a circus over the non-handshake of Mark Hughes.
Right.
And it is typical Mourinho deflection.
Didn't shake his hand?
No, it didn't shake Mark Hughes' hand.
Why?
And don't forget, Mark Hughes is a Manchester United legend.
Why?
Well, there was a little bit of argy-bargy in the technical area during the game. Mark Hughes sort of ushered Mourinho out of his technical area.
Right.
No handshake, refused to answer questions post-match. The media circus is around that rather than Manchester United dropping points away to Stoke.
Yeah, right. Oh. Okay. A-League friendlies, mate?
Yes, there was plenty of them over the weekend. Wellington lost 2-1 to Blacktown City in the NPL out there at Lilyholm Stadium. Western Sydney Wanderers beat Moreton Bay. Brisbane Roar beat Olympic FC 3-0 up in Queensland. Newcastle got the wood over us. They beat us 2-1.
What happened?
Sack the coaches.
It was a fantastic physical hit out for both teams. There was nothing in the game.
Yeah.
Look, we're disappointed because we expect to win every time we walk out on the pitch, and Graham Arnold was none too pleased at the end of the game. But we also got out of it what we wanted physically, which is important, leading into the FFA Cup quarterfinal on Wednesday night against Melbourne City. So that was it was preparation for Wednesday night's game.
You're not going to be short of a gallop by the time the season starts.
That's right.
You've played 55 games.
3 weeks this Friday the season starts.
But you need that, mate. You need to, you know, training's training, but you need to get out on the paddock.
Well, it's better than training.
Absolutely.
Much better. And the players after pre-season, just want to play.
And you know, the other thing is, with the FFA Cup and you place the NPL clubs, and with all due respect to the NPL, they're not A-League clubs.
Sure.
Now that we're starting to play A-League clubs, you can see the players starting
see
to...
proper trials.
Yeah, that's right.
And mate, Messi got another hat-trick.
Oh, just add him to the kit bag.
42 he's got.
That's right. Barcelona 5-0 over Espanyol, and they're now leading La Liga. The disappointment for Real Madrid fans is that they've dropped points at home to Mitch Langerak's Levante, and Mitch Langerak wasn't in the squad, but that's a second home game in a row now, either side of the international break, where Real Madrid have dropped points at home. They're now in seventh spot, 4 points off the lead, only three games played, but Barcelona with that four-point lead this early in the season is worrying times for Real Madrid and their fans.
Italy?
Italy, yes, Juve, Inter, Napoli all extend their winning start to the season, 3-3 to lead Serie A. Juve on top on goal difference. And here's one for you, Hertha Berlin, where our Matthew Lecky plays in Bundesliga. One all draw with Werder Bremen, and it was the first time in football history a female, Bibiana Steinhaus, has refereed a top-level football game.
Fantastic.
How'd she go, all right?
Apparently, she went very well.
I hope she did well.
She gave she gave Hertha the advantage that led up to Lecky's goal, so he wouldn't have scored the goal if it wasn't for a good refereeing decision.
I'll guarantee you one thing. The winning coach was happy with her performance, and the losing coach was nonplussed.
It was 1-1.
By her performance. It was 1-1. There you go. They were all unhappy.
Everyone was happy.
And, mate, your old club.
Yes, Manly United won their first NPL Grand Final in 22 years.
So,
party time down at Cromer Park last night. It went late into the night, I believe. And
you sure you weren't there?
He came straight from there to here.
Early night, big training session this morning.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, Mossy.
Phil Moss.